Republicans warn, now, they want to take your guns as Democrats celebrate Biden's gun control plans. By Hannah Blow on April 8, 2021. Democrats and Republicans in Congress provided mixed reactions to President Biden's announcement about executive actions concerning guns Thursday. Democrats praised the measures as progress, while Republicans warned it is just the beginning of the radical left's efforts to take your guns. In an address Thursday, Biden described U.S. gun violence as an epidemic and international embarrassment. His executive actions, as the White House outlined, focus on ghost guns and directing the Department of Justice to publish a model of red flag legislation for states, which allow family members or law enforcement to petition for a court order temporarily barring people and places from accessing firearms if they present a danger to themselves or others. Meanwhile, Biden is also urging Congress to pass a national red flag law. Biden said during his address he will use all the resources at his disposal as president to keep the American people safe from gun violence. Congress, he added, must act, as well. They can do it right now. They've offered plenty of thoughts and prayers, members of Congress. But they have passed not a single new federal law to reduce gun violence, he said, contending it is not a partisan issue. This is not a partisan issue among the American people. This is a view by the American people as an American issue. And I'm willing to work with anyone to get these done. And it's long past time that we act, Biden said. However, the announcement drew sharp partisan reactions, as Democrats expressed gratitude for Biden's actions and the GOP warned of massive government overreach. When it comes to the sickening gun violence in our streets, we have a choice. Give up or stand up, Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, said in a statement. POTUS has committed to common sense, constitutional steps to stop this uniquely American gun madness. It's time for Congress to stop making excuses and start making our nation safer, he added. We celebrate this progress, because it will save lives and so many sacrificed so much just to get us here. Thank you, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, said as others joined in. Republicans, however, warned Biden is taking serious missteps. Biden's executive orders have hurt our economy, devastated energy producers, and undermined states' rights, House Republicans said. Now, President Biden is taking unilateral action to infringe on Americans' constitutional right to keep and bear arms. First, they won't protect your border. Now, they want to take your guns, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, warned. On Thursday, CNN suggested Biden's executive gun control measures fall far short of the ambitious goals he outlined as a presidential candidate.